So we've covered a lot of topics here. We've gone over art. We've gone over, you know, the record industry. We've gone over the scenes in various places. But let me ask what might be the most important question that we have tonight. You guys have a studio. You basically are two instruments. But what's the worst musical instrument?
Worst musical instrument?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're sent to me, when you come down here, what's going to be playing for all eternity in the room that I put you in?
Yeah, maybe like a saxophone solo.
Oh, interesting.
Like from a beer commercial. Yeah, if you can play it on repeat, like, yeah.
All right. Okay. Saxophone solo. Good. Not. Let me just note that down. Saxophone solo room. Got it. Okay. And Fred, what will you be hearing?
You know, I'm thinking of the triangle. You know, like you see those big orchestra, there's one guy with a triangle, and I cannot respect that. I'm sorry. If you're going to be wearing a suit and playing music, please do something else than a triangle. This is ridiculous. So that's going to be my pick.
So you get a guy with his suit, like just above like your cauldron, and just hitting that triangle like crazy forever.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
I like that there is going to be someone who hears that, some guy. And he's just going to be going like, my life's work. Why? I've worked so hard to be the main triangleist for this. Oh, why? Yeah. Why will no one respect me?
Yeah, but you know, like with this whole existentialist like kind of philosophy, like you're not only a triangleist, like you're also a brother, a husband, a cook, maybe.
See, there we go. It's either or again. You're both and at the same time. See, this is good. We're helping people today. This is a therapy session. Last question for you guys. I know that you guys have a show coming up when we're recording this, but actually after this airs, it will be, it will have passed. I'm pretty sure, right? Like this is going to air on the 20th. Your show is on the 18th, if I recall correctly.
Correct. Yes.
Are you doing anything to prepare besides doing a lot of practicing? Like, is there anything that, do you have to get back into the headspace of playing live? Like, is it good? Do you think it's going to be difficult for you to kind of get back into the swing of it?
Yeah, that's a curveball as well, because we're answering after the show. So if we if we sucked, and now we're like super confident. It's like, no, but I guess, you know, like, I mean, that's going to sound pokey, but yeah, we've been playing shows for a long time. So I think it should be fine. Like it's all good fun, you know, and, like the thing is, like for this show in particular, we don't want to replay the same songs that we used to play last summer, which were tracks from Winterize. So we are kind of reshuffling the set. So we're going to be playing tracks from Blueberry Cash. We're going to play some older tracks as well. So we just need to kind of get them back in our minds. And we're also working on some transitions. Like, you know, we're just going to get the job done. Like we're just going to practice enough and it's going to sound good. So you know, I'm fairly confident about it.
Yeah, you know, it's this is something that I think we've gotten really good at. It's just like getting in the headset of playing and getting excited to play just in an instant, right? The story about this is when we were recording Winterized, so our recording space was next to another space with a very loud band, right? So I had to come at 6 a.m. in the morning to be able to record the drums without any noise, right? And you know, you come at 6 a.m. you're tired, and then you know, I just now just with the experience, you know, I set up on the drums, say okay, I have 1 hour, I need to deliver. I immediately switch, I play as hard as I can and just get excited about, right? And I think that's part of the experience. And you know, at the end of the day, you're in front of a crowd, it's just all good, right? Even if the gear is not
maybe great, that's still gonna be fun.
So we just, you know, once we're there, so we're old enough that, you know, we don't care if it's not like 100% perfect. We're just enjoying the moment. And I don't think we've had a single concert where, you know, we were like, didn't go well, just because, you know, we're just happy to be here. You know, if there is no one in the crowd, we're gonna still have a good fun, you know, a good time doing that. So, you know, it's, I'm confident that we're going to kick ass. We always kick ass.
Well, I see everything. So I've already seen it's going to be a good show. And, you know, I can say that confidently now beforehand and afterwards, because, you know, time has no meaning to me, but not in the way for you guys lately, where it's been like every day is 4 months and also 6 seconds. For me, it's like, you know, I see everything all the time. So don't worry, you do a very, good job and kick much ass. So
thank you, Satan.
And do you have anything, any other shows? I mean, this feels like a cursed thing to ask, but, you know, since I'm behind it, it's fine. Do you have any other shows that you have planned out that people will be able to see you post the 18th?
So we are now officially announcing that there is an EP coming on April 20. Knock, knock. Oh, wink, wink. Oh, April 20. Stoner, Sludge.
Oh, I see what you did. Yeah. Oh.
Exactly. So we have the release party for Blueberry Cash on the April 29th at Turbo House. So that's going to be the first time we play there. So we're super excited. It's a great place. We're going to be playing with two other bands from Montreal, Grails and Kato. We have another show on May 13 at the Barfly, which is a venue we already played. We're going to be playing with Funeral Flowers. Like they play, I think, kind of like alternative experimental rock. They're super intense on stage, so it's really cool. And I'm looking forward to see them on in a small venue. We have a Stoner Festival in Sherbrooke on May 21st with Kato as well, actually. So we're really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be crazy. And last show we have lined up right now, it's June 25th with two other bands that we like from Montreal, Blister Sisters and Obelisk at the ESCO, which is also a venue we never played before. So excited about that.
Man, that's this is very refreshing, because last time when I was doing interviews last year, I couldn't even ask about live shows. So, you know, it's been... you guys are just more refreshing all the time. This has been a delight.
Yeah, you must need that refreshing air, right, Satan? Like every now and then.
Well, you know, every now and then. But you know, sometimes when I like to relax, I put on some nice smooth jazz. I take a nice bubble bath. Have a nice infidel next to me. It's, you know, I'm
a saxophone solo.
I'm a demon of simple tastes. You know, I like simple things, so it's good to do. So everyone, if you have a chance, you should definitely go check out CM the band. Is all of the handles for all the things, at least for the Bandcamp, Facebook. I'm pretty sure the Twitter too, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter that we don't really use, but yeah, the account exists. Yeah.
So everyone go check it out, listen, be excited for Blueberry Cash, which is out on April 20th. That's good stuff. So thank you for joining me this evening. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot, Andrew, when you see him.
I will. And, you know, I'll see you guys soon. Am I kidding? I don't know.